Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Feature time, Ron Hayes with you here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're back with today's feature for you here in just a few moments.
It's Will Clark with Great Plains Kubota inviting you to shop our wide selection of equipment, including America's number one selling compact tractor. Get your perfect match delivered to your door. Save during our Kubota Orange Days. Now through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,000 off L3302 tractors. For full details, visit one of our 10 Great Plains Kubota locations or online at gpkubota.com. Convenience for your lifestyle, Great Plains Kubota.
Pleased to have along with us Lee Leachman today from the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. Lee, your name, you've got such an incredible organization that you've built over the years. Tell us a little bit about Leachman Cattle.
You bet. Well, we're the blessed to be third generation seed stock producers. My grandfather raised Angus. My dad raised Angus, Red Angus, and a host of other breeds. And we raise Angus, Red Angus, Charlet, and Stabilizer Composites. We sell a couple thousand bulls a year. We're based just north of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And we're now part of the Urus Group, which is also Alta Genetics, Gen X, Transova. And so we're all about the cow, about making better cows for our customers. And for us, that involves better beef cows, which is the purpose here today. And then we also sell a lot of semen into dairies now to make beef on dairy crosses.
This industry has changed so much, so quickly, as far as from the days, early days, when we first started talking about these expected progeny differences. What an EPD is, you imagine today how quickly things have changed. And your whole purpose today on your presentation, talking about AI for beef cows. And what, you know, you joked about it being artificial insemination, but the artificial intelligence is a big deal these days.
You bet. I say, look, you know, it's all the things that we do as cattle breeders or in any business, really, where we are observing things, whether that's data or phenotypic traits in cattle. You know, machines can arguably do some of that better, right? We only have to think about searching for something online. Imagine we used to have that big yellow phone book, and we'd go looking in there for somebody who could come fix the windows in our house. Now we just hit it into Google Maps, and bada boom, we see everything so much faster, and it shows you the potential of the machines to help us.
So with that in mind, how does this translate back to the beef cattle business, you think?
Yeah, I was arguing today that it's going to really help us in two major areas. Well, we got too much data. It's going to help us do better at analyzing it. And it's going to help us save some labor. You know, I mean, I go to dairies now and they have milking robots, right? They have automated machines that push up feed. It's not going to be long before these feedlots are using automated feed trucks to deliver feed. I think we're going to use cameras to detect sickness. We're going to use artificial intelligence anytime we're looking at massive amounts of data. For me, that's usually involved a breeding decision, right? Which of these sires is going to make the cattle that make the most money? And which of these sires should I use on that cow to give the best outcome? I think machine learning will do that better than we can do it. We do it pretty well. It's not that what we do now is bad in any of these areas, but machines can do it better, arguably.
One thing that you talked about, and this is really the industry is really trying to grapple with this, is this whole thing of trying to improve yield grade. You mentioned how what 50s and 60s is when we developed this whole thing.
Yeah, and we're making cattle bigger and heavier and fatter, and that's great because the meat marbles more and it's super flavorful, and that's why people love beef. But we've probably gone a little too far without measuring the muscle yield, right? Because still, if we want to do more with less, if we want to make a product, if we look at what happened in pigs and chicken, they made them more efficient, and they brought the cost down. In beef, we focused on the flavor side. I'm all for that. Don't get me wrong. Don't read in. Lee Leachman says we shouldn't select for marbling because I'm all about marbling. I love high marbled prime beef, and I'd like to make cattle heavier muscled so they're more efficient. And I think we can do both. I think today with genomics, we can do both.
How do you, in other words, you said that one of the areas of importance or emphasis for your organization is this improved yield grading. How do we do that successfully, you think?
Well, so we can kind of see cattle that are heavier muscled, right? We'd all agree with that, okay? So what we're doing is we're taking machines that look at the animal, and we're then harvesting the animal and cutting it up into pieces and measuring that. And now we'll get a model that predicts which of those animals on a live basis is going to generate more heavy-muscled carcasses, which is important to me as a bull raiser because I can't cut up my bulls. If I do, it's really hard to use them, right? So, you know, I want a prediction on that. So I envision we'll have an EPD that'll be pretty accurate, that'll predict the saleable meat yield from a carcass. So if you make a 900-pound carcass, this one has 5% more you can sell. It's worth quite a bit.
And that will translate into you being able to ask more money for your bulls or get more in a transaction.
I think it'll help the industry because it'll make us more efficient. We'll be able to build cattle at a lower cost because we're making them more efficient. Ultimately, that's going to benefit my customers. It's going to benefit anybody that adopts those better genetics at the front end, right? And in swine and poultry, everybody had to adopt them. And you had to do it, otherwise you went out of business. In beef cattle, you're going to have the choice. You can be inefficient, you know, because there'll always be an end of producers that are that way. But those that want to be efficient, they're going to make a little more money.
When you look at where we are today and where this thing may go, what do you envision for your business and for the seed stock industry and the industry in general?
Yeah, I think one of the things we're going to see, and we're already seeing it, right? We're going to see more coordinated supply chains. We're going to see a retailer like Walmart go to a seed stock supplier like 44 Farms and say, we want to build a supply chain. I think that's going to increase because the retailer, you want a very, very consistent product. You want to be able to tell the story of that product. You want it to meet demands close to 100% of the time. And, you know, albeit our commodity system's really good, but it's not necessarily good at producing that real cookie cutter outcome that really high-end supply chains demand.
And, you say cookie cutter, if you look at some of our competitors, maybe they have dumbed down the quality a bit or the taste as far as poultry, pork and whatnot compared to what we've been able to do in the beef business.
Well, I mean, beef is a great product because you put that marbling in there and it gives you a flavor that's unbelievable, right? And I mean, the closest thing to it's bacon, right? bacon's pretty good. After that, the rest of the pork and swine products, they're lean, and you got to put a good sauce on them, and you got to cook them very carefully, right? And beef's the other way. We can throw it on the grill, and as long as we don't overcook it, if it's highly marbled, it's a great product. So I think that's been a wonderful thing, and I look for that to continue, but I look for us to balance it, right? It's like anything in life, right? You can drive fast, but you better have good brakes on the car. You got to have some equilibrium, otherwise you're going to get yourself in trouble. And we've chased that marbling thing hard, I think at the detriment of efficiency and red meat yield. I think now we're going to try to balance that.
Seed stock operator Lee Leachman. And thanks for joining us today for this feature time on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. Our team will be back with more farm news here in just a few moments.